Reporting from New Westminster, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Groovecap Books and Records is a community-used book and record shop in New Westminster, BC. Operated and owned by husband and wife duo John and Kathy Hughes, this bookstore has a bi-weekly book club, author talks, and musical sessions by local artists. One of Groovecat's stated goals is to foster community connection through stories and music. Their next venture to achieve this? Their very own publishing company. In late last year, December 2024, Groovecat Books and Records launched Cosmic Cranium, an independent publishing press which John Hughes has already used to launch his very own book, Dreampunk: A Nightscape. To find out more about Cosmic Cranium, CJSF took a trip down to Groovecat Books and Records, where we immediately found ourselves surrounded by used books, pieces of art, records, and the sounds of light jazz playing on vinyl. When we finally sat down with John Hughes, we asked him to provide an explanation for why Cosmic Cranium Publishing was launched in the first place.
So I was a sessional instructor for a couple of different post-secondary institutions, and I, one morning, woke up and was cursing at my computer at about 5:30 in the morning, and my wife said to me, "Is this really what you want to do with 15 years in university?" And I responded that no, it wasn't, and her suggestion was, well, let's do something a little more rewarding. So we picked a bookstore, and that went over pretty well in the community. So Groovecat Books and Records, part of what we aim to do is make things groovier. If you've seen this town, there's not enough soul or groove going on here. There's a lot of concrete, steel condos, high-end dentist offices, and here's sort of upscale gyms in the ground floor, and very little in the way of cultural representation. So we wanted to make things at least stick our noses in the area where we thought we could sort of contribute culturally. That's how Groovecat Books and Records was born. I had a book that I'd been working on since my days at SFU in the School of Communication there, which had to do with my research on dreams. I had a bunch of almosts in publication. One guy actually suggested that he would pick it up, a guy in Columbus, Ohio, but also wanted me to pay for half of the publication costs. So I thought, okay, you know what? We've got Groovecat Books and Records. Why not start a publication company? And hence, Cosmic Cranium Press was born.
We also asked Hughes if there were any other books in the works that Cosmic Cranium plans on publishing. Here's what he had to say to that.
Canada is not the 51st effing state, and it is going to be a collection of essays by everyday Canadians on not only that, the fact remains Canada will never be the 51st state, but the reasons why people see it this way from personal perspective. And I've reached out in a lot of different directions, and we've got incredible response from veterans, from Indigenous writers, from LGBTQ authors, from doctors, farmers, people who do all sorts of jobs across this country. And these are the essays that are just starting to come in now. The deadline's still open, so if people are interested, hit us up at cosmiccraniumpress.com and look for submissions. If you've got a great idea and the deadline's a little short, we can probably work with you on that. But it's definitely a counterpunch to Donald Trump's ridiculous idea of the 51st state. So we've seen the political response. This is a cultural counterpunch, shall we say.
Afterwards, we asked him to expand on some of the other types of books that he hopes Cosmic Cranium is able to publish.
So that's kind of the spirit of what we do at Cosmic Cranium Press. If there's a problem we don't know about yet, and we should be aware of, and there's ways that people can tackle it head on as individuals or as a community without deference to elites or really anybody who proclaims himself to be, an expert in the field and isn't willing to work with people, then that's something that we would definitely look at. Also, stuff that is, if there's a cultural or political horizon that is about to erupt, then people can research and write about that in a credible fashion. When I say credible, don't get your sources from internet conspiracy stuff. We're not interested at all. Research, on the ground, talking to people, backed up by scholarly research at the same time. This is the kind of stuff that we're looking for. Or if your book just is a real out of left field complete dazzler that, you know, the writing is just so sparkling that we can't say no to, these are the kind of books that we're also interested in.
At the end of the interview, John Hughes left us with some advice that he has for anyone interested in owning their own bookstore or publishing company.
If you open a used bookstore, get a cat. We just lost ours, which is very sad. We will at some point get another, but it's a little raw right now. But get a cat in your bookstore. Very, very key. Connect with your community. Listen to people. Have local authors come in. Have local artists come in. Invite musicians, poets, anybody who wants to be part of the community. When people come in who are interested to hang out and look around, don't worry if they don't buy a book that day, or really ever. It's about community. Okay, it's nice to keep the lights on, so if you can afford to buy a book, please do. If you can't, don't sweat it. From the publishing side of things, play your hunches. Go with your heart, but be smart about it, and work your connections. That's really all I have to say about that.
Once again, you were just listening to our conversation with John Hughes, one of the owners of Groovecat Books and Records, as well as Cosmic Cranium Press in New Westminster, BC. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.